I got a 20-minute audio. Sorry, we got a 20-minute audio. What the fuck is this? What is this? Oh, shit. God, she looks fucking old before her fucking time. Ay, what a fucking... He's disgusting. Okay, this motherfucker. Come on, Eileen. I think today what we're going to do is on the show today, notepads. All right, so accessories, notepad. Okay, Chris Norton. Chris Norton today is going to do, he's going to introduce his organization, Sons of the Mexican Scramble. And these are guys who print up kind of a humorous newsletter. And one of the things that they have something called pushing the asset sign. You push the asset sign if she orders stuff, potato skins or fill potato skins. And I tweeted out that I want to take Mindy Kaling out for her stuff, potato skin, and I was immediately, you know, people started to ram my head into it, they rammed my head up it, and there were squats was done over my face. What? All right, so that's that. Then... Yeah. Margaret Gray is Orson Welles is a bag of steaming dog shit.
Yes, Phil. Well, I have to tell you...
This is outrageous.
What is outrageous? What is outrageous? Yes, what is outrageous? When I talk about, for instance, I'm trying to desperately... here I am, desperately trying. Well, what is outrageous?
I think it's outrageous.
You think it's outrageous if I do what? If I'm attempting to... If I'm attempting... If I'm attempting to... You think it is outrageous for me to do what? You think it's outrageous for me to... and Phil, so what I said to her was, Orson Welles is one of the great, and for Margaret Gray, yes, I got extremely upset, and I referred to you as an ignorant cow. And yes, but I you must say, Margaret, that I was... You must admit... that you were asking for it.
No, I don't admit anything that I was asking for what?
When you call Orson Welles one of the great auteurs of our time, you're saying that he butchered beyond belief Othello.
I don't think Orson Welles' treatment of Othello was all that great.
Testing 1, 2.
I don't think Orson...
All right, so what we're going to have to do is turn that motherfucker down. Now we got 20 minutes. Yeah. Got four more minutes? That's impossible, man. I don't know. Okay. I tweeted it out.
Oh, yes, Mr. Henry. Well, mostly what I was trying to say is, why am I not seeing... What's going on here? Okay, there we go. Yes, sir. I was just trying to say... yes, sir. Well, I was trying to... okay, so we're going to do him first here. Yes, sir. I was just, you know, my whole trip was that I was trying to... well, like, basically, my trip was that I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do, you know. Yes, sir. Well, I mean, most of what I'm doing here, you know, I mean, what I was trying, my whole trip, Mr. Henry, my whole trip, you know, my whole trip is, you know, I was, you know, test. Yes, sir. No, Senator, I'm just, you know, just, now, why are we getting that fucking residual? Why, is that from my headphones? Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. Well, I mean, you have to understand that I think, you know, a lot of people are going to say that that's not no good or anything like that.
Why do you say that? Why do you say, see it?
That's not no good or, you know.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, you know, I say that, well, Mr. Henry.
Why do you say that? Yeah, we got to get a new mic. There's no question, man. If that's what's going on, and I think that is what's going on.
Okay.
So I've rolled that whole fucking thing off, man, you know. Test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And a compressor. And a compression's up. Testing Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Yes, sir. You know, I was just trying to figure out, Mr. Henry, like what happens, you know, if what? What did you just do, Henry, you fucking moron? I was just wondering if, you know, if, well, Mr. Henry, do you think I get my ass kicked if I was just, if I was, do you think I get my ass handed to me, Mr. Henry?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so you don't, Mr. Henry, do you think, Mr. Henry, do you think I'd get my ass, like, my ass kick? Would I get my ass kicked if, Mr. Henry, do you think I'd get my ass kicked?
Yeah, I do. I think you'd get your ass kicked.
Okay, so you think, like, if I got my ass, Mr. Henry, do you think I'd get my ass kicked? Mr. Henry, do you think I'd get my ass? Mr. Henry, do you think I'd... Mr. Henry, do you think I'd get my... No, that's way too much, man. Yes, sir, Mr. Henry, do you think, you know, you think I would get my ass... You think I'd get my ass handed to me?
Do I think what?
Do you think I would get my ass handed to me?
Do I think you'd get your ass handed to you for what?
For, you know, just, you know, doing a lot of stuff that I'm not allowed... You know, that I'm not supposed to... I mean, just doing a lot of bad shit. I mean, I'm just wondering about that, you know, because I'm just wondering sort of about that, you know. I'm just wondering about that. That's all, you know. Testing 1, 2. I'm just wondering about that. I'm wondering all about that, you know.
Well, I guess I do.
Okay, so you do think I would? I would get my ass kicked.
Yeah, I think you'd get your ass kicked.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to live my life. Way I'm gonna live my life, you know. The fuck. Test.
So this is Chris Norton.
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to
All right. You know what? We're just going to have to live with that the way it is, motherfuckers. Hi, Phil Hendry here, and Hi, Phil Hendry Show. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and what do we got here, man? Hi, it's Phil Hendry Show. If we rolled this all the way off, man. Hi, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, it's the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry. Hi, Phil Hendry Show here. Hi, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and welcome to the motherfucking program. The motherfucking program. The motherfucking pro... Pastor Rennick. Okay. Come on, darling. All right, so my good friend Chris Norton is at... Where is he? Then we have Herb Sewell, who is at the I hope she does like the stars. Daisy, I think I'm sane. Boy, I got to tell you guys something. You got to see this Wrecking Crew. I'll talk about the Wrecking Crew movie in a minute. Hal Blaine, Carol Kaye, Tommy Tedesco, and all these other cats whose names I remember when I saw them, but I can't remember now. And it is about the studio musicians of the 1960s who were behind some of the greatest rock and roll records ever made. Now, many of the younger people who are watching here, you don't remember, but this Wrecking Crew, documentary was just, I was like, huh? Glenn Campbell was one of the guitar players, and they backed the Beach Boys. Carol Kaye talked about the bass line and Good Vibrations that Brian Wilson taught her. She said, I never would have thought of that bass line myself, but if you remember Good Vibrations, the bass line goes, she said that was, you know, the most unique bass line she'd been taught. And then there was the bass line to The Beat Goes On, which is the Sonny and Cher song. Dun, 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 dun. She came up with that herself because when they got the music, the bass line was nothing. It was just like, dun, 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 dun. So she decided to, you know, create a riff that's now very memorable, if anybody remembers that song. Not trying to put down Sonny and Cher or anything, but, you know. It sort of is what it was, or it was what it is. Okay, let me, the Wrecking Crew's name is, I love this documentary. The beat goes on, the beat goes on. Herb Sewell, is going to be, okay, now, what the fuck? What happened? Do you really love me? Okay, I think I'm about ready to get going here. A couple minutes.
Like a noon and like a devil, yeah.
Hey man, how come I... Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, baby.
Ipakuana ke aloha, ike hale kama aina, ike ana ike hauanu, kolona he o ikla I, kuala I malu ka ua, kano ho ke ona ona, ike ana ike pupe one, kuaro se ako na moku. Ai, ai, kanuna na mola kamara, kumehana ho ke ka ua, ki ane ane ikanau.
Oh, shut that cheap wailing slut up. All right, shut that cheap wailing slut up.
Hello, my name is...
My name is Chris Norton. What are you talking about, man? I'm very excited, obviously, about it, Mr. Henry. Turn off the heat. Let the heat off, you know. Why am I getting... test 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. I was just trying to,
Well, first of all, Chris, we want to talk. Chris Norton's with us. How are you, Chris?
Yes, sir. Pretty good. Why are we getting that? Yes, sir. I'm doing good. You know, I'm just trying to do what I got to do. I'm just trying to do what I got to do to get Union back. Testing one. Hey, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to do whatever, you know, what a man got to do, you know. I'm trying to live my life the way I got to live it. Yes, sir. I'm just trying to live my life the way I got to live it, you know. Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. I'm just doing what I got to do to get the union back, you know. And, shit, I don't know, you know, just doing everything that need to be done. Let's see, who's he going to...
Bill, I want to talk to this young man. I want to discuss, I want to say a couple things, this young man here. Well, Phil, yeah, I want to say a couple things, this young man. First of all, I think he is a lying, two-bit piece of shit. Wouldn't you agree with that, Chris?
No, sir, I don't think I would.
You wouldn't agree with the fact you're a lying, no good, no count piece of shit? You talk about a woman like she a pig? Where the hell you get off with that?
All right, God, this is going to be fucked up. We ready to go with this piece of shit? Yes, we are. All right, everybody, stand by for those. Wani kata kut kakakulu kut kakakatutututut.